Questions 1 through 3 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Samuel, congratulations on your promotion to sales manager. I knew you would get it.
Thanks. There were so many applicants, I thought for sure I wouldn't get it. Now I have to worry about packing to move to my new office. I just have too much stuff.
I would help you, but I have too much to do right now. Leslie, are you free?
I just finished making my presentation for the sales meeting, so I could definitely help. I'll be by your office in a few minutes.
Come over in a few hours. I have to go to a meeting now with human resources to discuss the details of the position.
Number 1. What event has recently taken place? Number 2. What is the man worried about? Number 3. What does Leslie say she will do? Questions 4 through 6 refer to the following conversation.
Are you in charge of the new employee orientation again this year? I didn't see your name on the sheet for reserving conference rooms.
No. This year, I decided to let one of my other department members handle it. I'm so busy with other work that I don't have time to do it, but I will help a little bit if I can.
Oh, that's right. We are planning to open another branch soon, so you must be working on getting that contract for the new property.
Yeah, and I have a meeting with the real estate agent in 30 minutes, so I should finish printing these papers before then.
Number 4. What are the speakers discussing? Number 5. What is suggested about the woman? Number 6. According to the man, what will happen soon? Questions 7 through 9 refer to the following conversation.
For this position, we are looking for someone who can give insight and tips on how to make a sale and meet their monthly quota.
That shouldn't be a problem. I have over 20 years of sales experience and am known for having the highest sales record in my previous company.
That's very impressive. But are you good at speaking in front of crowds? We usually train 200 employees at a time at these sessions.
I have spoken in front of crowds of 40 people and had no problems then. I am actually excited to speak in front of so many people.
I'm glad to hear that. Well, thank you for coming in today. We will let you know our hiring decision by Monday.
Thank you for seeing me. I look forward to hearing positive news from you.
Number 7. What are the speakers most likely doing? Number 8. What does the man imply when he says,
"That shouldn't be a problem"?
Number 9. What will happen on Monday? Questions 10 through 12 refer to the following conversation.
I just found out that the head of human resources will quit next week. They say that Yuko will take over the position the week after that.
Yuko? That's great. She has been helping with hiring for the past 5 years, so it only seems right that she would get the position.
I agree, but with Yuko's old position vacant, it means we will need to hire someone for that.
Oh, that could create some problems. Do they have anyone in mind for the position?
No, they have decided to look outside the company for it. So if you know anyone that might be interested, you should have them send in their resume.
Number 10. What are the speakers discussing? Number 11. According to the man, when will Yuko start her new position? Number 12. What is mentioned about the vacant position? Questions 13 through 15 refer to the following conversation and building directory.
Excuse me, can I help you find where you are looking to go?
Yes, I have an interview today. Do I go straight to the Human Resources Department?
No, it depends on which department you are interviewing for.
Oh, I'm meeting Mr. Gerald from the Legal Department.
Then just go straight through that door down there. Mr. Gerald's in the middle of a meeting right now, but he will be finished in 10 minutes.
Number 13. What is the purpose of the man's visit? Number 14. What is mentioned about Mr. Gerald? Number 15. Look at the graphic. Which floor will the man most likely go to?